Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, December 1st, 2013, Pastor Paul Tober. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
I now invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion. Put that in there. Hi, how are you doing today? Careful, there's some water in here. Hi. Morning. Good morning. Morning, honey. She's going to be my helper today. You want to sit right over here? You want to sit over on this side? Way over here, way around here, way over here. That's right. Okay, because I needed her and I need this finger. Whoops, straight out. There you go. Okay, I need this finger of hers. Okay, that's what I'm going to use, this finger. She says, hi, 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 hi. I need to share something with you that I didn't know about when I was your age. And that's not quite true. I kind of knew about it, but it didn't really dawn on me what it was going on, really. And that's this. Let's say these are people who hate Jesus. There are people like that, you know. They don't like what God says in this word. They don't like the fact that God tells them that they have a problem with sin and that sin keeps them out of heaven. They don't like that. So what happens is there's just a few of these, we think, in this world, and that's not too bad, but guess what? There's lots of them. And when he went into the land of Canaan, there were lots and lots of God's enemies in Canaan. Lots and lots and lots of God's enemies in Canaan. Now, what happened is when Canaan was there, and look at all these bad, they hate God. They can't stand God. So if I sit there and I try to get rid of these guys, I'm bigger than she is. I'm going to get rid of these guys, right? Oh, no, they got me. Oh, hundreds of them on there. Oh, man, I'm doomed. But what happens is God says, if you try something on your own, it's not going to be blessed, but if I tell you to do something. So I want her to take her hand, your finger. I'm going to dip it in the water here. Got it. Okay. Here she comes. Right in the middle. Just touch it very carefully. One little finger. Oh, it all went away. Isn't that cool? Yeah. The reason why it all went away, I want you to understand this. She did exactly what I told her to do. She said, oh, it kind of, it's icky, but okay, he said to do that, and it all went away, and she didn't get anything on her. None of those bad, nasty black pepper things there. That's what God says to do. God says, I want you to trust me. It doesn't matter if it looks tiny. It doesn't matter if you're someone who's small and just smiles. It doesn't matter if I tell you to do something silly, like stick your finger in some water in a glass. And it's not even a full glass of water, just a little bit of gas. But what happens is when you follow the directions, then what happens? Then you get to see all those things go to the side. And you can do the same thing at home. You can remind yourself of the same thing because all that's in here is a drop of liquid that you use for your soap. And that's just a plain dish of water, and that's just plain pepper. Make sure you get your mom's permission. Make sure you get your mom's permission, Noah. I saw that little look, yeah. All right, shall we fold our hands? Dear Jesus, thank you for your word. Help us to be like Joshua and to trust you. Because even if we're the smallest little people, trusting in your word, you do great things for us. Amen. And now you may quietly go back to your seats. Thank you. Today we're looking at Joshua, particularly that part where God says, be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, and then he repeats it. And by the way, if you didn't get it the first time, he says it again, and again, and again, and again, multiple times. It's kind of like he wants to impress something on us. Remember the Lord your God, trust his words, be courageous. It starts off with remember the Lord your God. Remember his name. He says, I am who I am. I am completely existent by myself. I chose to create the universe because I want to bless you. I want to give you heaven. I want to give you every blessing you can imagine and even those you can't even imagine. I want to give that to you while you're on your way to heaven. And when you get to heaven, it's so awesome in my heaven. You'll spend the rest of eternity just amazed. So it starts off, remember. Because since sin has entered the world, we have a good habit of forgetting. As we've gone through this part of God's word, we see again and again that we forget. We forget, just like the children of Israel, we forget. Joshua stands out as someone who is kind of unusual. He has a tendency to remember. It was really drilled into him. Moses drilled that into his brain. He says, remember the Lord your God. Before he walked into the promised land, the Lord said to him, remember the Lord your God. Remember who I am, the creator of the universe. I am on a plan to redeem everybody. I am on that plan, and you are part of that plan. I want you to get ready to go, and wherever you go, I don't care where it is, I don't care what it looks like, wherever you go, I am with you. So do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous. Take me at my word. That's the hardest thing, to trust his words. And look at the words that he would say. In Bible class today, we're going to have a little shorter Bible class, but one of the things we're going to be looking at today is that amazing event where he comes to Jericho. And God does all sorts of amazing instructional miracles. Just in case you and I forget who really is the true living Lord. When they get ready to go into battle, to get ready to go into the land that was promised them, as they're getting ready, the first ones are supposed to head out are the priests. And they're carrying a box that they're not allowed to touch. And it's a gold box. That altar up there would be a little bit larger than the box that they were carrying. And it was the altar, it was the presence, the mercy seat, the we call it the Ark of the Covenant. It's a small box out of gold. The lid was solid gold, had angels on it. And the Lord said, this is the battle plan for taking over Canaan. I want my priests to go first. They're not armed. And they're carrying a box. And when my priests touch their foot in the Jordan River, it will stop and you'll be able to go across. The Jordan River was at flood stage. If you've ever seen a river at flood stage, like in Wisconsin Rapids, if you've ever been in there in the spring, my goodness, you don't go up to the edge of a roaring river. But that's what they did because they trusted God's words. And we're told that as soon as the priests touched the waters, it stopped, backed up in a heap, and they went through on dry ground. Do you realize all the miracles that happened there? Dry ground, not mud. The water is way far away so the whole group can go across. And then they got stones from the middle of that place, set up a little reminder so people would not forget. And then the Lord said, now tell the priests to come out of the middle of the river. And as soon as the priests foot left the river, it went back to flood stage. So with that little show of a very small bit of God's power, he says to Joshua, here's the battle plan. By the way, you need to know something. Jericho has shut its doors. It's not letting anybody in. But it's yours. So he told him, you win. He told him it's going to be a complete victory. And he had not even gotten up to the city yet. And the battle plan. Battle plan again. He was supposed to walk around the city once, go home. Walk around it again, go home. They were supposed to do that for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, get up a little bit early. They're supposed to walk around it 7 times. And then they were supposed to raise their voice and blast the trumpets and say, thank you, God, for giving us a city. What are they looking at? They're looking at huge, massive walls that have fended off hundreds of armies and kept the people inside safe. But they trusted God's words. So they did what God said, and God crushed those walls, and the city was devoted to him. Again and again and again. You see that? Again and again and again. When you trust God's words, God promises to bless. So in this high-stress time of year that's coming our way, and you can just bank on that, about 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, you're going to be more stressed out than ever. You need to understand what the Lord says. The Lord says, I will never leave you. I, the Lord, do not change. Are people fickle? Yeah. Can your family be fickle? Yeah. Can people break their word to you? Yeah. Can a mother forget the child that's nursing at her breast? God says, yeah, you know, even that might happen. But I will never forget you. See, I have engraved your name on the palm of my hands. You are always in front of me. So do not fear. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you. And that leads right to the next one. Not just to trust his words, but to be courageous. Not to get up the courage. No, just to be courageous. How come? Because God is dependable. He is reliable. He has proven it again and again. You can read this again and again and again to remind yourself that when God gives his word, you can count on it. Now, that's terrifying if you're not a believer in Jesus. Because God says wickedness has to be punished. And if you try standing on your own before him, you will fall. I promise. That's what God says. The wicked cannot stand. But God's promise also says those who trust that Jesus Christ did everything for them, they will stand. They will stand by faith in what God has done for them. Be courageous. This is something that always shows, and it's wonderful you can do it with children. And if you've ever been a child, you could probably remember this happening or something like it. In my case, I did it with both of my children. I love it, and I love to tell the story. They were little squirts. They had learned that they could trust me as their dad. So one day I put them up really, really high on top of the refrigerator. And I said, jump, I'll catch you. And of course, what do? They lean forward until they just kind of nestled in my arms, and then I put them down. I said, well, that's a nice start. And I said, let's try that again, shall we? And I did it again. And day after day, and every day, I take my hands a little bit farther away. And then one day, I remember with Katie, because her eyes, I remember her eyes. She's putting it on top, and I'm, all right. I said, all right, Katie, I'm going to come back here now. Now I want you to jump. And I put down my arms. And she said, Papa, your arms aren't up. I said, you're right. They're not up. Trust me. Okay. And she jumped. And when I caught her, you should have seen the joy on her face. And I said, I keep my word. God keeps his word. so you and I can always be courageous. We don't have to be afraid, even though it looks like God's hands are down by his side. Even though it looks like God is way away from us, God says, trust me. And so we say, okay. And we walk into life, whatever he has placed in front of us. Maybe it's bad news from a doctor. Maybe it's bad news from your job. Maybe it's a scary confrontation with a family member. Doesn't matter what it is. The Lord has said to those who trust him, I will be with you no matter what. I will never forsake you. What if you know you have done dirt to God and treated God shamefully and dishonored God's name? What if the person you injured is God's reputation? The Lord says, I have forgiven you. My son lived and died, came back to life. Trust me, your sins are forgiven. So be courageous and go to our Lord in prayer and say, Lord, thank you so much for catching me, for forgiving me my sins, for telling me again and again and again that I am your child by faith. I need to hear that, God. Thank you for loving me to tell me that again and again and again. In Jesus' name, as we look forward to his coming, let us remember the Lord our God and trust his words and be courageous. Amen.